students in the pseudo-electric technical high school's workshop weld rods together while others hammer on metal plates. The 600 students at this vocational school do not receive a typical Korean high school education, and most will not head to universities once they graduate. Kum Dong-hee teaches in Sudo's Information Technologies Department. He says some of the courses students take here include electrical and electronics engineering, much of which is on par with some university graduate degree courses.
We are now focusing on some practical skills which the IT field or mechanic field really requires. Once they graduate, maybe they can get into the real field right away and they can apply the techniques they learned in the high school immediately.
Sudo is one of 21 so-called Meister schools nationwide. They are modeled on German academies and receive full support and funding from the South Korean government. President Lee Myung-bak was on hand at Sudo's opening ceremony in 2010.
Meister 학생이라면 누구나 전 세계 진출해서 경쟁하고 성공할 수 있도록.
Lee says Meister School students will receive a high-tech education that will enable them to be competitive on the international level. President Lee is promoting Meister and other trade schools as an alternative to university education. Government figures show that less than half of 2010's college graduates have found full-time employment. South Korean media now regularly report on how the more highly educated are taking low-skilled jobs away from those with only high school diplomas. All graduates at the Meister schools are guaranteed jobs thanks to a partnership with Korea's Electrical Power Authority. That's the main reason why 16-year-old Sudo first-year student Kang Sok-ho says he chose to come here instead of following the traditional educational path in Korea.
If someone graduates university, they are not that easy to get a job because too many university graduates are seeking for a job and very hard.
Korea's emphasis on higher education is a product of its post-war economic development, says Jasper Kim, a visiting scholar at Harvard who teaches East-West Comparative Studies. Kim says Korean families regard a university degree as the means to improve one's financial and social status. But while that drive helped lift South Korea out of poverty during the 20th century, he says it does not fit the needs of the job market today.
So there's a lot of supply of highly educated, arguably overeducated people. But on the flip side, on the demand side, they all want to work for a narrow bandwidth of companies, basically the LGs and the Samsungs of the world. But they only need a few people, and they'll only pluck those people from a certain narrow bandwidth of schools.
And Kim says the only way for a student to get into those schools is to score high on the university entrance exam. Earlier this month, students outside the Injeon Boys High School in Seoul cheered on test takers as they passed through the main gate. Most Koreans consider this entrance exam the most important event in their lives. But out of South Korea's 196 universities, it is only the top four that almost all Korean families want their children to attend. Bae Tae-il-sun took the entrance exam on November 10th and will receive the results at the end of this month. He says in Korea, a university's name is very important. He says if you get into a famous university, you have more opportunities to define your life. You get more respect from other people, depending on what school you go to. Jasper Kim says South Korean students are the ultimate victims of an obsession to attend top schools. He says the pressure to score high on the university entrance exam has lowered the quality of Korea's entire educational system.
But at the primary and secondary level, that's really where the problem is. Basically, it's a relatively low quality of education in which teachers effectively teach to the test, which means that they're not really focusing on the pedagogical advancement of their students. Rather, it's how to get these students to pass a certain test, which is the college entrance exam, so that their placement rates at these top universities are very high, which in turn will make them look very prestigious.
Kim says fixing this system will not be easy, but the government's promotion of vocational schools as another option for students is a step in the right direction. Still, the decision to skip university is a tough choice for a teenager to make. Pseudo-technical high school student Seo Hyun-ju says she made the right decision to study here instead of a normal school. The 17-year-old says she understands that her career interests might change when she gets older.
우선 회사에 들어간 후에 일해 보고요.
She says she is young and will have many options after she graduates. She says if she doesn't like the work, she will just study for the university exam. Saul says she will keep her options open. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.